This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. U.S. stocks closed in a sea of red on Tuesday to close Wall Street's worst month of 2024, as new labor data came in hotter than expected, while investors await the Federal Reserve's upcoming interest rate decision and digest strong earnings from Amazon. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite each nosedived to end their trading day, falling roughly 1.6% and 2% respectively. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 1.5%, while the yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped about 7 basis points to trade near 4.69%. According to new data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics early Tuesday, the Employment Cost Index, which measures compensation and benefits, increased 1.2% from December to March, the highest increase in a year after rising 0.9% at the end of 2023. Wages and salaries increased by 1.1% over that same three-month period, while benefit costs also increased by 1.1%. The data adds to ongoing concerns that persistently high wages are keeping inflation levels elevated. Investors are bracing for policymakers to hold interest rates at historically elevated levels at the Fed's two-day meeting, which began Tuesday. Amazon's results after the bell showed a beat on both the top and bottom lines, as investors cheered a strong showing from its cloud computing segment. Shares popped as much as 5% in after-hours trading. Here were the stocks trending on Yahoo Finance in afternoon trading on Tuesday. PayPal. Shares popped as much as 4.1% after the company reported first-quarter earnings that saw payment volume surge 14% compared to the prior year period. Revenue beat analyst expectations in the quarter, while adjusted earnings per share came up short. Eli Lilly and Company. Shares of the pharmaceutical giant rose roughly 6% after the company raised its annual sales forecast by $2 billion, citing heightened demand for its GLP-1 weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. 3M Company. Shares jumped about 3% after the company reported a 21% year-over-year increase in quarterly profits as price hikes and cost cuts offset slowing sales. The company also said it would cut its dividend following the April 1st spinoff of its healthcare segment, Solventum Corp. And McDonald's. Shares of the fast food giant traded flat after the company posted a miss on both the top and bottom lines, as same-store sales also came short of expectations. The company's CEO also noted a more cautious consumer, saying on the earnings call, consumers continue to be even more discriminating with every dollar that they spend. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.